Hi, and welcome to the Courtney Turner Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney, and I'm super passionate about moving and thinking. On this show, we are going to dive into all things health, fitness, personal development, lifestyle, and political, sociocultural. I've always been fascinated by people, and I love learning from the experiences and stories of others. This has been a treat for me, and I hope this is enjoyable and useful for you. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or any way that I can make this a better experience for you, please don't hesitate to reach out. Hello, and welcome to the Courtney Turner Podcast. I am here today with Lisa Lovelady. We are at an event. She's going to be speaking tomorrow. So tell my audience a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why this is a concern for you.
My name's Lisa Lovelady, and I'm part of Stop 5G Jacks in Jacksonville, Florida. And I became concerned about 5G when I saw a lot of the towers going up, and also just knew a little bit about EMFs, but I didn't understand, you know, what these were. Mm-hmm. And so I did some work locally, mm-hmm. and then our group just stopped during COVID. I kept going, and I read Arthur Furstenberg's book, The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. And that really crystallized the whole issue for me, and I realized how dangerous radiation mm-hmm. is and still is. And now with 5G, it's a quantum leap.
So what were you thinking that you were going to find when you first started diving into this? And what really surprised you? What do you find most concerning? What is really important for you to share with other people?
The most shocking thing that I found out was that your biggest source of radiation is your phone. And we're on our phones. This is our lifeline.
Yeah.
Here we are right now.
Yep.
And this is our biggest source of radiation. And so, I mean, the night that I really understood that, and I couldn't sleep. And then I was turning off the Wi-Fi in the house and looking at all the appliances and the Alexa that's recording everything you say, and I'm unplugging that. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, it was terrible. And I tell people, you've got to protect yourself. Some mm-hmm. people have gotten rid of their cell phones. That seems like wow. almost impossible.
Yeah.
It can be done, and it's your health. Mm-hmm. You have to do everything to protect your health.
So what is it that the cell phone or radiation does that is so detrimental? Like, why would somebody go to the extreme of getting rid of their cell phone, which is like a lifeline these days?
Yes, it is a lifeline. And for people who are sensitive, very sensitive, you know, the canaries in the coal mine, those people cannot have a cell phone. So they're very isolated, mm-hmm. and most of the time can't even live, you know, in a house with somebody that has a cell phone. So there are people that have to, and then there are those who are, you know, having effects and don't know it. Mm-hmm. The FCC has what's called a specific absorption rate mm-hmm. for a cell tower. It's like 0.08 watts. And then for your phone, it's a 1.8. So it's 1.6, 20 times higher level of radiation than from a cell tower. So unless you're sitting under a cell tower, mm-hmm. I mean, they're bad, but right. you've got your phone right there with you, and it's 20 times. I mean, this is just shocking information that I learned.
Wow. So human beings are detox machines. You know, we are definitely capable of handling radiation. So what, right? So
to right. some extent,
right.
to some extent, I mean, obviously we're here. Mm-hmm. And there's been radiation for a while, but
yes.
the disease rates though are increasing. So mm-hmm. we handle it and we don't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So your body adjusts as much as possible, and then at some point it shuts down. So you know, we're seeing autoimmune, you know, since the 90s, an increase is 11,000%. 11,000.
Wow.
So
autoimmune.
Yeah. So we're not used to it. Our bodies are struggling. Our bodies are hurting,
right.
and it affects you on your very basic cell level. Yes, people detox, and mm-hmm. it helps,
mm-hmm.
but it's like nothing really negates radiation. It's just radiation. It's like you wouldn't go and have an MRI every week,
right?
Because it's radiation. So, yeah. So it's bad news too. It's bad news, right?
Well, yeah, it's sounding kind of bad. So especially if it's in our pockets all day.
Yes.
And in our hands for most of us. So what are some things people can do to mitigate some of the effects of the radiation?
Well, the first thing I did is went and bought a Faraday bag. Okay. And I'm at work with a landline. And okay. I tell people, do not call me on my cell phone and don't text. I call them from work, especially if it's a long call. Okay. So I call them and I say, I'm off at 4:30. I'm going to call you at 4:30. And people cooperate. If they want to talk to you, they'll do it.
Sure,
And at home, I keep it off if I can, completely off.
Wow.
Especially if my husband is there, he's going to have his phone on all the time. I know he will. So there's no need to have two sources of radiation.
Right.
And I also, I turned off my Wi-Fi right off when I discovered that. You know, mm-hmm. it's best to have a wired phone, wired house. Everything wired is what you want. Mm-hmm. And when we did need to have it on, we would just turn on our Wi-Fi. And so that would be 2 hours a day.
Wow.
Instead of having it on for the other 22.
Wow.
You wouldn't believe the things you could do right off to protect yourself and help. And I bought an ENF tent. I really did a lot.
it sounds like it.
I did. Yeah.
So two questions then. What did you notice when you started reducing your usage of cell phone and, you know, radiation in general? And what are some things, symptoms? Because I think a lot of people may not be aware that they're having any effects. So,
yes. You generally never feel anything effects wise. You know, I noticed with my cell phone that if it would hit a certain part of my wrist, I would feel this electric current going up my wrist, which was, it was a wrist that had been broken. I thought it was really strange.
Right.
It's something I'd never noticed before. And the only thing I noticed different was when I bought an EMF tent and slept in it. I slept all night for the first time in years.
Oh, wow.
And I also have very bad eye pain at night. It's like they hurt very badly.
Yeah.
And the first night I slept in, I didn't have any eye pain, and I haven't had any since.
Wow.
So those are just weird things that weren't really concerned. I was hoping for a big, big change with my immune system. I have not seen that yet.
Okay.
People report different things as soon as their Wi-Fi's off. I didn't notice. I haven't noticed with my phone off. I have not.
Yeah.
I did, but I didn't notice when it was on. I didn't
notice.
I mean, this is the effect of radiation, and it's cumulative, and, you know, it just lowers your immunity. It just keeps lowering it. I'm not worse. You know, in some ways, I am a little bit better.
Okay.
But I could not, you know, say, oh, as soon as I've turned off my phone. And that's where we're a little fooled, too, because we think, well, I didn't see anything, so it must not be true.
Having an effect.
Must not be true. Yeah, must not be true. But there are so many studies that say it is. You know, like 10,000, and by 1980, now there's 30,000.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of good epidemiological, mainly a lot of the research that it's more easier to see is when you have this little town and this cell tower that's right there.
Right.
And you know, then that's happened in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where there's this big, ugly tower. And there were two families that had to move out of their homes. There were two people with cancer. There were children who were sick in this little town. And they've now gotten a cease and desist from the health department.
Wow.
Yeah. And so your phone is part of it. And if you're near enough to a cell tower, you know, it's very powerful. Yes, you're going to notice. But
this
is the deception for to have a phone is it doesn't feel bad. But I'm going to talk about that more, too.
Yeah. That you're going to talk more
tomorrow.
About
yeah.
Tomorrow.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, my whole life is kind of on this
on
thing.
The phone.
So
I
it's
know.
And yeah.
my husband's is too. It's terrible. It's like, how do you extricate yourself from this lifestyle?
Yeah.
And, you know, how do we get to where we're just using it you know, when we just have to. And yeah. how could you completely get rid of it? And
I don't mm-hmm. see that I could, not now.
I know. I mean, this is what's happening to our society. We're mm-hmm. completely driven by technology. It drives us. It's more important than we are.
And
it frightens people, and it should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's going to keep going. And
wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have any, if you could just tell people, like, you know, one thing that they need to know about what's happening with the radiation from cell phones, from 5G, and yeah.
Well, it has increased. So the towers and, you know, the phones, if you get a 5G phone, mm-hmm. It's probably 10 times the effective radiated power, you know, and... The 5G towers have phased array radiation, so it's along with the 4G. So mm-hmm. it's a quantum leap in every way. It's a lot more.
So,
what you think of ways to protect yourself? Yeah. Also, I mean, I would do like what I did right off. I mean, I would get a Faraday bag for my mm-hmm. phone.
Yeah.
And if you don't need your phone at night, you just leave it in another room. And mm-hmm. if you have to turn up the sound and that's the only phone you have, just turn it up. Right. You don't sleep with it.
Right.
Stop using it as an alarm and don't have it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have it in a Faraday, you know, and let people know, talk about it with people and say, I'm not going to be on my phone all the time. Please don't text me a whole lot. And right. I'm on a group text and I still get a lot of texts and I don't have time to read them.
Yeah.
None of us do. So yeah. we need to stop like living like that.
What, you were talking about 4G and then 5G.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a big, that you're saying there's a big difference between the 4G and 5G?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about that? And I know they're now talking about 6G.
Oh yeah. 7, 8. You know, I mean, it's just the dream of, you know, these great things in the future and mm-hmm. cobots, you know, collaborative robots that live in your home and are downtown while you're shopping. You know, it's just the obsession with, you know, what we think we can do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for 5G, it's like 30 to 300, I want to say gigahertz more than 4G.
Okay.
10 to 100 times more.
Wow.
Frequencies.
Yeah,
yes. So yeah. when there's 5G tower, you've still got the 4G there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the phased array radiation. So, you know, they're like small antennas that send out a ray. So it sounds like a weapon, but that's a different technology. So it's not that. But it is a lot of radiation. So it's not like 5G replaced 4G.
Okay.
It's in addition to it.
Oh wow! That's
so you're getting okay. so your towers are getting a lot of radiation,
right?
On, you know, either direct or, you know, in like almost I like to say a cloud because it helps people understand this.
Okay, yeah.
In other words, all directions,
right?
So it's directional and.
What I personally think is really interesting is that since the 5G towers have gone up, I find my service is much worse.
Yes. The advertising about 5G being so fast and so great, you know.
Yeah.
Wired is faster. The only time 5G or wireless is faster is if you have a particular system.
Okay.
And I'm thinking maybe if you're a gamer or you have a certain kind of system, but otherwise, okay. No.
No.
Wired is faster. So this is good old American advertising. Telling you how great it's going to be.
I was actually really just referring to even from 4G to now 5G. Like mm-hmm. I found my service was better with 4G.
Mm-hmm. I would believe that. And I don't know exactly why that is.
Okay. Yeah.
It may not have been as smooth a transition as they've advertised.
Right.
I'm not sure why it wouldn't be because we have all these towers.
Right.
You know, that have gone up.
And
they have to be close by because their millimeter waves are very short. And they're also absorbed by buildings and trees. And so
they're everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Carefully camouflaging those canisters and mm-hmm. attractive black things and hanging on that people are real happy about.
Yeah, the piece of art. Yeah.
Yeah, that art. Yeah, the that artwork. Art. Yeah, right.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I'm really excited to hear you speak tomorrow and talk about all the technology and the dangers of 5G, the dangers of the thing we use every single day. That's right. What's really scary about it, because I think it's so ingrained in our lifestyle. I mean, so many people depend on it for work, for their social mm-hmm. life, for, you know, emergencies.
Yes.
It's everything now. So do you see a world where is there a way that this could be safer if they took it off of 5G, if there was another system?
That would be something I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I wish in some ways we could go back to 1G and just, you know, call people. That's it.
Yeah.
Or we could at least go back and have pay phones.
Mm-hmm.
So... But, you know, when you're on the road,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's terrible, you know, to be lost and, you know.
Of course,
you know,
yeah.
And for women to feel safe. This
yeah.
is a huge issue. And I know people that don't have phones, believe it or not.
Sure.
And the only reason they have one is because they have to travel. Some people will buy a track phone just to travel.
Sure.
So, I think you could make it work.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just
thinking computers don't give off the same radiation, right?
Well, their batteries do.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the problem. Anything that's going to get a wireless signal is...
Does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It does. Right.
All right, then. Well, everybody get a Faraday cage.
That's right. Get one, and if you have to sleep at one at night, at least your body gets a break. That's the main thing, is it gets, if you could get a break.
Right. Well, you detox a lot through your sleep, so I think
and that's what's great about the EMF tent. Mm-hmm. It's not the greatest thing in the world to sleep in, but, you know, the peace of mind. Plus, you could turn off the electricity to your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn off your wireless at night. You know, there's things you could do right now to help.
Right.
And a lot of people do report sleeping through the night. That's one of the biggest reports.
Mm-hmm.
People, even that might not believe it, say, wow, I slept through the night.
Well, I will share this. When I moved from Santa Monica, you know, I had, when I was living in Santa Monica, the router was located in my bedroom.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I felt my sleep was awful. Mm-hmm. To be fair, I'm not a great sleeper, but it was awful. And when I moved to Tennessee, now my the system is downstairs in a closet, and I sleep upstairs. My bedroom's upstairs, and I notice a huge difference.
Yes.
I'm still not the greatest sleeper, but I sleep straight through the night,
which is a lot more than a lot of
people. It's not very long, but it's I don't wake up in the middle of the night.
You're not up every 2 hours.
Yeah,
yes.
And I really was, and I felt like it was interrupting my sleep. It was just mm-hmm. too much, you know, right near me. I mean, there's also all the light, like the blue light that it gives off, and
yes,
it was definitely disruptive. I definitely did feel that. So not being right on top of it, I think, has been, if nothing, even if it's in my head, it has been, you know.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't. And there's a lot of light issues anyway.
Yeah.
We don't have darkness like we used to. I always had a sleep mask,
mm-hmm.
always, until I had the tent and I didn't have to use the mask anymore.
Right.
So I'm getting light.
Right. Natural light.
Natural light, but, you know.
Well, I'm hearing impaired, so I take my hearing aids out at night. So I'm very sensitive to the light at night.
I bet you are. Yeah.
You know, so that's a...
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah.
We have to take care of ourselves. I will say that.
Yeah.
We really have to. We are our best advocate.
For sure.
Ourselves. Yes.
For sure. So it's good that people are becoming aware. People can't do anything about it if they don't know. And then
if they don't know, right. So. And they may not believe it the first time, and they may have to hear it a long time. And yet most people have to hear it several times before they think, you know, why isn't somebody telling us this?
Mm-hmm.
But people are making money, so
it's a lot of money.
Too good to share, right?
Yes.
And we're just, we love technology, and so we're addicted to it. We don't mm-hmm. want to hear. We don't want to hear that it's bad.
No.
And we're not cool, and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's just, you know, like a not cool thing. I mean, a lot of people's livelihoods are dependent on being, you know, I mean, my little phone is everything.
Yeah, I know. It's I was thinking this computer. Is your, yeah, you know, this
everything.
Is your world.
This
yeah.
is my entire world.
Yeah.
So
I know.
It's not just my social life and my, you know, my emergency line. Like this is my work.
But I was thinking tonight at dinner that, you know, did anyone need their phone there really? Did they have to have it, you know?
Right.
Maybe you did, but so it could have been, I mean, mine was in my room and it could, right. it could be that people could just think about, you know, do you need it? Can you put it in a Faraday bag in your car? Yes,
right.
You can. You could stop because you're not supposed to be on your phone anyway.
Right.
And then you know, at dinner, like we could have everyone have their phone in a Faraday bag or leave it in their room.
Right.
You know, so there, and you know, if everybody did that, that whole ballroom would have been a lot less.
Right.
A lot less radiation. Yeah. So I wanted to get up and announce that, but I decided to let that.
Well, that would have gone over. Right. But
I wanted to be able to speak tomorrow.
Yeah. Tell them after the speech.
Right. Afterwards. I'll give
let them know.
Their lecture afterwards. Right.
Well, thank you so much. Tell them if there's any place they can find you, the questions. And, yeah.
Yes. You can email me at 5gjacksinfo@protonmail.com. And I monitor that mailbox. Nobody else does. So
awesome.
You will get me. And that's 5gjacksinfo@protonmail.com. I wanted to say .com. I'm so used to saying that. No,
no.
It's Proton Mail. Okay. Yes, that's a great, great place to get me. It stays pretty empty. So
great.
Yeah. And I look at it every day.
Awesome.
Yeah, I want to hear from people and I want to help people to understand it and send you resources or whatever I can do. Ordinances for your city.
Oh,
I do have those.
Okay.
And most city ordinances are terrible. You know, they can put a little tower in your yard and you can't do anything about it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible and it's happened to a lot of people.
Wow.
So, yeah, thank you. Got your phone, your house, tower in your yard.
Well,
it's happened in Jacksonville.
Wow.
So, yes, it has. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, it definitely shouldn't be in people's backyards.
It's unbelievable. But.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
And have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.